Oceania. Lands, 29. Population, 40,208,390. Publishers, 97,583. Bible studies, 64,675. They left packets of literature. Many islands of Micronesia have rarely been reached with the good news, so a group of publishers in the Marshall Islands planned a 2-week boat trip. Departing from the island of Majuro, they reached the islands of Watcha and Ormed in the Watcha Atoll. In order to give a witness to as many as possible, the group had prepared literature packets before departing on their trip. Each packet contained 4 magazines and 2 brochures. Since the publishers did not know when they would return to the islands, they left a packet with those who were interested and encouraged them to share the literature with their family and friends. During the 2-week trip, the publishers placed a total of 531 brochures, 756 magazines, and 7 books. Thank you for not forgetting about us. In February 2014, 6 witnesses from Papua New Guinea set out on a 10-day preaching tour of villages on volcanic Karkar Island. They found many responsive ones and placed 1,064 publications. A sister named Relvi said, "On our first day in the ministry, we were still preaching at 3 p.m. By then our water bottles were empty, our jaws were tired, and our mouths were dry from nonstop talking. I was speaking to a young girl. I wanted to read a scripture, but I couldn't because I was so thirsty. Just then she offered me water." The night before leaving one village, there was a big meeting with members of the community, and local church leaders were present. Relvi recalls, "I felt like Stephen before the Sanhedrin when he had to defend the truth, only our audience was friendly." After the 6 publishers had finished speaking, the Lutheran Sunday School coordinator stood up and thanked her aunt, who was one of the publishers, for bringing the truth to her people. "Your good example," she said, "is like the Samaritan woman who went and told her family about the good things she heard from Jesus. Thank you for not forgetting about us." Too young to preach? One morning, Tiriki, a 7-year-old boy on the island of Tarawa, which is part of Kiribati, was working with his father, Tues, in the ministry when they entered a home and met a group of about 10 men and women in their 20s. After Tiriki's father shared the kingdom message with the group, one of them said to Tues, "We noticed that all of you are out preaching with your young children. Why do you make them come along? They are too young to preach about God." Tues replied, "Would you like to see if my son is capable? Perhaps I could step outside and you can hear what he has to say." The group unanimously replied, "Yes, we'd like to hear from him." After Tues stepped outside, Tiriki asked the group, "Do you know God's name?" "Yes, it's Jesus," said one of them. "God," said another. Still another said, "Lord." Tiriki said, "Let's find out what the Bible has to say. If we turn to Isaiah 42:5, we can read it together." After reading the scripture, he asked, "Who is this scripture talking about?" One young person replied, "God." Tiriki then said, "Yes, the true God. If we read on in verse 8, what does the true God tell us? I am Jehovah. That is my name. I give my glory to no one else. Did you see what God's name is?" The group replied, "Jehovah." Now that everyone was paying attention, Tiriki asked, "What is the benefit of using God's name, Jehovah?" We can turn to Acts 2:21 to find out. It reads, "Everyone who calls on the name of Jehovah will be saved." What is the benefit of using God's name? A young person from the group said, "Our salvation." At this point, Tiriki's father returned to the room. He then asked the group, "Okay, what do you think? Are our young ones capable of preaching? Is it right for us to bring them with us?" The group unanimously agreed that the children were very capable and that it was right for them to participate in the preaching work. Tues then said, "You too could share truths from the Bible, just as Tiriki did, if you learned what it contains." The good news reaches a mountain village. In November 2013, Jean-Pierre, who works at the remote translation office in Port Vila on Vanuatu, flew to his native island for a circuit assembly. When Jean-Pierre landed at the island airstrip, a group of interested people from the southern part of the island came to him and asked for Bible literature. He placed almost all the magazines he had with him. Then, a religious leader approached Jean-Pierre and also asked for literature. This man urged him to come to his village, saying, "We are spiritually starving. You should come to our village and answer all our questions." The day after the assembly, early in the morning, Jean-Pierre set off for a long walk up a steep mountain. Eventually, he reached the top of the mountain where the remote village was located. After a warm welcome by the villagers, Jean-Pierre discussed Kingdom News number 38, entitled, "Can the Dead Really Live Again?" He encouraged all those listening, about 30 people, to follow along in their own Bible. The discussion lasted almost 7 hours. The villagers were starving indeed. A 70-year-old man stated, "In all my life, I have never heard such a clear explanation about the dead." Jean-Pierre spent the night at the village. He shared a room with the pastor. When he woke up the next morning, the pastor was reading one of our magazines. Jean-Pierre asked him what he was reading about, and he excitedly said that he was reading about God's kingdom. He agreed that God's kingdom was not in the hearts of the Pharisees, whom Jesus condemned at Luke 17:21. He concluded that God's kingdom cannot exist in a person's heart as taught by his church. Back in Port-Vila, Jean-Pierre continues to follow up on the interest he found in the village by means of telephone calls. Three brothers from a nearby congregation volunteered to go to the village for the memorial, and 109 attended.